USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Jack Shaheen, an American being held in a Dubai prison, is fighting for his life at a hospital in India while his family fights to get him freed. Although they have written letters to the State Department for help, they were sent to the United Arab Emirates to try and get Shaheen released. His family, along with others, says the USA is too busy getting high-profile prisoners like WNBA star Brittany Griner out of jail.
Just because you have a high profile and you're famous and there's a lot of public discussion of your case doesn't mean that lower profile cases should not be pursued.
It looks like Friday the 13th was lucky for one Mega Millions player. There was one winning ticket sold in Maine that matched all five numbers plus the gold Mega Ball to win the jackpot worth an estimated $1.35 billion. The NFL playoffs are here.
Wildcard weekend in the NFL is here as the opening round of the playoffs officially kicks off on Saturday. The Seahawks travel to San Francisco for an NFC West showdown with the 49ers. The Chargers are also on the road playing the Jaguars for the night game. On Sunday, the Dolphins head to Orchard Park to square off against the AFC East rival Buffalo Bills. Meanwhile, the Giants travel to Minnesota to play the Vikings later in the day. The nightcap features an AFC North clash between the Bengals and the Ravens in Cincinnati. And the weekend concludes Monday night when the Cowboys take on the Buccaneers. I'm Julio Flores.
COVID cases on the rise again.
Professor Gerald Parker at Texas A&M says instead of everybody, it would only be for those who are feeling sick.
If you're sick and you have to be out, wear a mask to protect others from catching what you have.
Parker says covering your face when healthy doesn't quite provide protection as the vast majority of masks do not get a firm seal around the mouth and nose. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
New details emerging this morning on the death of Elvis Presley's only child, Lisa Marie Presley.
New details about Lisa Marie's death are coming to light. TMZ reporting a 54-year-old was already brain dead when she was admitted to the hospital Thursday afternoon. She'd been rushed there after suffering cardiac arrest at her California home. The hospital put Presley under a medically induced coma, where her heart then reportedly failed two more times. That's about when family, who had already signed a DNR, ordered doctors not to resuscitate her. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame has a new category, sports entertainment, and Pro Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion Michael Strahan will be the first one in it. Strahan will be honored in a celebration on January 23rd. Robbie Knievel, who followed in the footsteps of his father, stuntman Evel Knievel, died yesterday after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 60. He is credited with 350 jumps and holds 20 world records for his death-defying stunts. A clouded leopard that was missing from the Dallas Zoo was found yesterday safe and sound. Officials say she was discovered in the zoo fairly close to her enclosure. Police are investigating, calling the damage to the fence that she escaped from an intentional act. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me up higher.
We can just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!